welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And Arsenio Hall is with us, so it must be Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Look at you, man.
It's Fat Wednesday around here.
Yeah, and it's halftime down at the Staples Center. The Los Angeles Lakers 63 and the Utah Jazz 49. And didn't see how many points Kobe has here.
Well, Jerry Sloan looks like my Uncle Petey looked right before he had his stroke. You know, this must be rough for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, how many more guys can you put on Kobe? You know, I mean, they had three of them on last night.
It's nuts. And there's a guy. Oh, there's a guy with popcorn trying to check him, too.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you introduce our special guest here, a very good friend of Arsenio Hall's, man.
Wow. You know, in show business, when they say this guy needs no introduction,
right.
Sometimes there are people like that. You know, I can give you his suit on a hanger and you can say who's coming in. This is the Bishop Magic Don Juan.
Hey, Chet, Free Tabernacle. I'm just glad to be here. It's surely an honor, Arsenio and Tim. Thank y'all so much for the invite. You know, this truly is a passion of mine.
Is really? That right, radio?
Oh, really? I'm telling you, me and my son were just talking, and I told Arsenio about it. I said, my son said, radio truly is your passion. I had a show, and I definitely want to go back to it.
Excellent.
Now, people listening, really, you owe it to yourself to Google Bishop Magic Don Juan so you can see some of the wonderful wardrobe that he has donned in public pop culture events.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening to the radio, you'll just have to trust that Tim will draw the picture for you.
He's wearing sunglasses with it looks like about 1,000 diamonds on them. And it looks like those aren't brass knuckles. What are they? What do you call them?
Them custom made ring. That's my name, Magic Juan.
That's
made
beautiful,
in diamonds,
man.
And gold.
Look at you. And then a jacket that literally has probably $100,000 worth of money on it.
We're trying to show them that the economy ain't all that bad.
And you usually wear green, the color of money, right?
Well, I wear green because green is for the money and gold is for the honey. They're my colors, green and gold.
And now you actually live a couple miles from the station. You said on your way over here, you're pulled over 7 times.
Oh, for sure, man. Everybody wondering, where's that money going to? I said, I'm headed off to do a show with Tim, and I've seen it.
Hello.
All right, now, you were actually at one point, you're not anymore, but you were a professional pimp.
I was considered the number one pimp in the country for 13 years.
Wow, look at you. And was there a pimp awards where they recognized you?
Well, they had awards every year. It was, you know, based on your criteria, your clothes, your cars, your jewelry. And I won it for 13 years in a row, you know, being the number one pimp in the country.
I would have never guessed that. When I look at you, I was going to say maybe you're like a CEO of Ford or IBM.
Well, I definitely was the head guy in charge, for sure. I was CEO of operation.
Hey, now, when you were the big pimp, you were the number one pimp for 13 years, how many chicks did you have working for you?
Well, in the period of like 13 years, I had something like 20-something girls. You know, one thing about my gang was solid. I didn't have like fly-by-night girls. And what I mean by that, girls come and stay a night and leave. Most of the girls that was with me because of my treating, my kindness, and the way that I showed them how to play the game was there something like 10 and 15 years.
Wait. I give William Morris 10%. How do you decide what to give a woman?
Well, I take care of all of her needs. You know, I supply her clothing, her food, the place we stay. All she have to do is supply the money.
Right. And then when she tries to leave you, you whip her ass?
Well, no. See, it's not like that. That was some of the stuff that Hollywood portrayed it. You know what I mean?
You never damage your product, Tim. I mean, you talk about Ford earlier. Would a guy at the Ford dealership kick the car? I mean, not figuratively speaking, but would he kick the car? No.
Well, you got to have a good product for sure. You know what I mean? It's all about, you know, the mind game. You know what I mean? Putting your mind inside the female mind. Let her know that there's some better things we could do if she do things your way by bringing that money home.
Right.
I can't wait to hear Tim talking trash at home tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And your wife is going to be like, who did you meet last night?
This guy controls his women, man.
Well, not only that, you know, I brought my book. I got a book out called From Pimp Stick to Pulpit. So you can really get, you know, some insight on this gang. I'm going to present it to our senior hall so y'all can chop it up around here. And I'm not responsible for y'all if you leave the radio station to become pimps next week.
Right, now, was it just was it pimping just chicks, or were you involved in everything, street gambling, the whole nine
well, no,
yards?
See, my thing was, you know, like coming up in the inner city, you have a few opportunities, you know what I mean? You drop out of school, come up in a house with 7, 8 sisters, brothers, mother on welfare, you know. You can be drug dealers, you can be car thieves, you know what I mean? I choose to be a pimp because I wasn't really involved into that, you know, that gangster kind of thing, you know
right.
what I mean? And when I was going
so
to school,
legit.
Where the girls was liking me, you know, and I took opportunity, you know what I mean, to play off of that, and it worked.
And how old were you when you first started pimping?
I was about 17 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, look at you.
How
yeah.
did you meet Snoop?
Well, I was out in Chicago, and he came and he did a show there, and I was standing out in the audience. And that's why I'm telling you, being different really makes a difference. And he was doing a show, and it was a crowd. And after the show, he told his security to tell that guy to come in the back. And I went in the back and introduced myself. And that was in the 90s, and we've been friends ever since. And
is that right?
Yeah, he told me if I ever come out to California, we'll hook up. And I got out here in 99. And
he kept his word, huh?
Well, right, and become his spiritual advisor, you know what I mean?
Communicating. Whoa, I'm sorry. Can I put my foot on that brake? Spiritual advisor.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Being able to share things with Snoop, you know, that he really didn't know, you know, like, you know, educating him about the streets and different things that I've been through, done that, you know, been there. And, you know, it has been successful over the years. Snoop has really elevated his game. You see, he have his own record label. Now he's doing something like $18 million a year, got his own talk show, his radio show, his TV show. So
but Bishop,
it's going
Bishop
down.
Tell me, you know, I'm having my trouble with women. Tell me something that men need to know about women that most don't know.
Well, what's most important is meaning what you say and saying what you mean. See, a lot of people say a lot of things that they really don't mean, and it complicates the situation.
Like you do me and I do you later?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Mean what you say, and then it won't be no conflict in the relationship, because then I truly understand what you mean. So say what you mean and mean what you say.
So if you say to your chick, if you do that again, I'm going to kill you, you got to kill her?
Well, you got to be acting like you're trying to kill her, so where she'll say, no, Daddy, don't kill me like you said you would.
You got to drive to Brentwood and then make it look like you're going to chop off that head.
Yeah. You got to make it look as real as possible, because one thing about it, the female definitely will try you.
They will try to chop your head off. Hey, all right, the Bishop is with us, Magic Don Juan. How many times have you been shot at?
I've been shot once, and I've been shot at maybe about 3 times.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, one thing about it is, you know, it's violent involved in that gang, especially when you have other guys, girls, they leave and different things like that. You know, some guys can't handle it. You know, it's like taking food off their table when you get their girls. And, you know, sometimes it becomes violent. Guys right. shoot at you.
Where'd you get shot? What part of your body?
I got shot all over with a shotgun. It, you know, like the pellets came out and exploded, and all the pellets just, you know, covered my whole body.
You must have been pissed off.
Man, I was truly thankful that God saved my life, more or less. You know what I mean? I could have been dead, you know.
Did you catch a guy that did it?
No, it was like a guy pulled up in a car and stuck a shotgun out there and say you can't duck it and shot me. You know, I was headed like up to a basketball center, you know, knew what happened. You know, things like that happened in a city, a lot of unsolved crimes.
George Clooney took my woman once. What should I have done? Are the rules the same in Hollywood? He took my, I mean, I was like, hey, it's George Clooney, baby. Maybe you want me to come work the camera?
Well, you know how it is. A lot of them females get starstruck, you know what I mean? And they forget all the time. All you have to do is just shock them back into reality.
Yeah, okay.
Was that same chick that you stole from Gary Coleman?
Well see,
you know, but
what
I thought,
goes around comes around.
She was too tall for Gary. I said, Gary, you got to turn her over to the proper authorities, brother. She's too tall for you. And then George
took her from you.
Took her from me.
Wow.
Well, the game is like that. You know what I mean? You give it to the best man.
Yeah, you know, that's what, again, the Bishop is here, Magic Don Juan. Any questions you have about pimping, this guy has the answer.
Or pop culture.
Oh, about life, period.
Oh, this sounds like Laura Schlesinger.
All right, but if you really want to be a pimp, you want to handle a bunch of working girls.
Or if you want to be a pimp in your home.
Yes.
If you live in Downey or Sherman Oaks and you feel like my home needs a pimp hand, right. Call us.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you also have, like, the gift of gab. I mean, you could probably sit here and talk for an hour without us interrupting you.
Well, one thing about it, I'm an ordained minister. I pastor the church for 3 years. I go all over the country. I speak in college, jails, academies, you know what I mean?
Is that right?
Yeah, sharing people that my life, how I come from the inner city, from the street level to the corporate level, you know, and, you know, talking and ministering to people that was once prostitutes. You know, I have a site, HelpBishopSaveBrittany.com, where it has been effective. People have been praying and reaching out for Brittany. And I'm also setting up my site, HelpBishopSaveLindsayLoham.com.
Hey, you better help Barack. What kind of advice do you have for Obama?
Keep running, Obama. Keep running. You know?
Now, so
run right on past him.
All right, so you're supporting Barack Obama.
No, I'm supporting Hillary Clinton.
I knew that was
right?
coming. I knew him and
well,
Magic.
Well, see, by
him
me
Magic
being
Johnson.
A player, I'm trying to get a female in the White House. You dig?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is Magic Johnson supporting Hillary Clinton?
Well, see, it's time for change. I mean, if it's really going to be a change, it's going to have to be a woman. She's going to make some change. Obama could be a good president, but he's not going to have a good pimp hand because they're going to tie behind his back and he'll not be able to do much.
So she'll have a good pimp hand.
Well, one thing about it is she got experience. She's been in the White House 25 years. She stayed in there 2 terms. She know the crack. She know most of the important ladies across the country with other dignitaries. Females like her, it's in already. I'm for Hillary. I mean, it'll definitely make a change.
I don't know. Wow. When people say that she was there for 8 years, I mean, so was the pastry chef, right?
Well, no question about it. A lot of things was going on. And see, you see, she one female that stuck by a man, so she's tough.
Maybe she stuck by him because she knew she was going to run for president.
Well, yeah.
Now, you're a single man? Are you married? You got kids?
Well, I'm a single man. I used to be married, you know, but when I got into the pimp life, you know what I mean? I left.
It's a single man's life.
Hey, it's a single man's life, definitely. Yeah. You know, you spend time with 7, 8, 9 chicks a day, you know what I mean? Everybody got their own mind. It's mind boggling. You have to really be dedicated, qualified to play that game. But now, pimping has become more or less of a fashion statement. Like I said, you can pimp your wife, you can pimp your job, you can pimp at home, because see, it's more like having a strong hand. It means you in control. It means you got it together.
Sound like Jack Silver a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Also, you're pretty friendly with Will Smith. You know Will pretty well, huh?
No question about it. A fan and a friend.
You know what? Can I tell you something? Will invited me to a party one time, Tim, and he was telling me who was going to be there. The second name out of his mouth was the Bishop.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's like, you got to be there, man. Bishop coming. And I think the first name, he's like, you know, D is coming, Denzel. D is coming. Bishop going to be there. And I'm like, wow. He just said Denzel and then the Bishop.
Well, see, a lot of people may not know. You know, when Owen Wilson was going through his ups and downs, I was the gentleman that was counseling him all through that.
And he was going through,
you know, when he started trying to commit suicide and everything, I called him.
But that was a rumor. Did he really try to kill himself?
Yeah, I gave him scriptures every day, you know, gave him, you know, different advice about how he should be, a lot of things. So when he came through it, he called me and thanked me for all of the spiritual advice I had gave him.
How do you know him? Owen Wilson?
Well, I did the movie Starsky and Hutch with Owens and Ben Stiller and Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
I was also part of Wardrobe. I'm the one worked with Wardrobe in order to, you know, design Snoop Wardrobe for the Huggy Bear character.
Oh, the character Antonio Fargas played when we were young.
Right, Huggy Bear.
Yes, yes.
Hey, did you try to get the Snoop to stop smoking weed?
Oh, for sure. You know, he had stopped a few years back, really. He had stopped for something like 2.5 months, you know.
But you know what? For the 2.5 months, he was high on residue.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Just a flashback. He really tried it, but you know one thing about it is he able to do his thing, you know, with it. You know what I mean? He maintains strongly. And then he's a legal smoker now. You know what I mean?
He got his
medical
prescription,
card.
Yeah.
707 headband Kush.
You know, right. Good for the glaucoma.
All right, King. The Bishop is with us. Magic Don Juan. And this guy knows everything about pimping. Plus, he's also out there preaching the gospel. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I pastored a church in Chicago for 3 years, the Magic Word Christian Kingdom Church. I spent 8 years in Moody Bible Institute. It's one of the second biggest reputable Bible schools in the country.
How come you got out of pimping?
Well, God showed me a vision that I really should change my life. He showed me that if I didn't change my life, I wouldn't have lived another 2 weeks. He showed me a vision like the police or the FBI or something drastically was going to happen to me. I was looking at a TV one night, and I kept trying to find something to look at. Every station was evangelist talking. And then he said, I see somebody had just been saved. It got light and dark in the apartment. And, man, from then on, you know, I called the girls and told them I couldn't do it no more. They called me back and said, why, Daddy? I said, I didn't know. God just don't want me to do it. And that was 1985. I haven't had a prostitute on the street since then.
Wait, you had 20 working for you then?
Over them 13 years I did.
But oh, I see, 20 over 13 years.
I always kept a steady three, always with me.
But did you always have a hierarchy, too? Like you had the number one girl, then the number two, then number three?
Yeah, it was what is called like the bottom woman. You know, that's the one that, you know, watches over everything. The other girls, you know, when you leave town, she sort of keep everything intact, make sure the house is bills paid, and all of, you know, necessary things that need to be taken care of.
I call that my accountant.
So you're the Hugh Hefner of the streets.
Huh?
You're the Hugh Hefner of the streets.
Oh, no question about it. I'm probably the only player that ever gave Hugh Hefner a player's card. Because I presented one to him at the mansion not too long ago. I think it was on his 76th birthday, bicentennial.
Tell Tim about the Players Ball, and he's never seen the documentary Pimps Up, Hoes Down.
Oh, man, this is truly the document. Well, it's about the whole gang, the whole culture, and it got the girls, the guys, different pimps that, you know, sharing the gang, letting people know exactly how it go. And people have taken another view of, you know, really pimping because people had expressed it to them, not only the males, but the girls, too, to show that it wasn't by force, but it was by choice.
Oh, I see. Oh. So you have flipped it around, though, because you showed up tonight with a very decorated LAPD officer.
Who was that?
No, she works for me.
Oh, she works for you?
No, I don't know who she is. That's Daryl Gates' daughter.
I think that's beautiful. It's so good to have security around. I love that.
Yeah, Daryl Gates' daughter escorted you up. You are connected.
I'm just busting your balls. All right. The bishop is with us, Magic Don Juan. And he's good friends. How often do you see Snoop still?
Oh, man. We constantly, if not 2-3 times a week, unless he out on tour. And mostly I go out on tour. I've been going out for the last 7 years on tour with him, like I said.
You just like hanging and have lunch with him? You just go out and have lunch?
We do all of that, man. We
like
fellowship together constantly, man.
Why were you with Puffy last week?
Well, I was there, you know, being in support of him receiving his star. I consider that a great thing. It showed that it's not where you come from, but where you finish to make a difference. And P. Diddy showed that when he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, that was beautiful, not only for urban America, but for the world to see any less fortunate child that come up on welfare know that he could have a star on Hollywood Boulevard if he really, really work hard.
Now, when you had the chicks, when you were in, like, the heyday of pimping. You had three, you know, beautiful chicks.
Okay.
How much could one of those chicks bring you every night?
See, one thing about the pimp gang, you know what I mean? It's ups and downs. No two nights are never the same.
What was a good night for you?
Well, I could tell you this. One night, a woman might bring in something like $10,000-$15,000. Next night, she might bring $2,000. You know what I mean? It might get so slow where she said, Dad, it ain't but $500. Hey, baby, get back out there and get the rest of that money.
So if she brought $500 back to you that night, you knew Arsenio was in town?
Oh, man. Tell her to, you know, freshen up and get back to work. But my biggest thing for one of the female was $30,000. Female gave me $30,000 in a bag of jewelry. That was my biggest stain at one time.
And that's from one night?
That's from one night.
What'd you do with all the dough?
Spent it, man. That's where the easy come, easy go.
What'd you drive around?
I drive a Rolls Royce and a Cadillac. Green.
Wow.
So you can see me miles away coming.
Look, you know, Paula Abdul gave me a bag of money once.
Oh, yeah, that's a blessing.
It was from the Straight Up Tour.
Keeping it real.
All right, gang.
Tim, one more question. Yeah. Do you sleep with your women back in the day when you were a pimp? I mean, I would never sleep with a prostitute, but can you sleep with your own?
Well, you know, back in the days, if you look through this book, you'll see I had some of the most finest young girls that you could, you know, really have a chance to spend time with. Yeah, I slept with them, too. Hold up, baby. You know, now, this aid and thing didn't really surface truly that we was aware of to like 1985. Right. And that was exactly when I was retiring from the game. We know nothing about this in the 70s and 80s. It was always syphilis or gonorrhea was the hottest that they was coming up with then.
Now if the doctor tell you got syphilis, you'd be like, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, my urine burns!
Thank you.
Yes,
I live! It's the same thing like you got the young guys here. They tell them they're going to give them 50 years and they beg and thank you for 20 years. Thank you.
Oh,
and these
yeah.
young boys, 15, 16, 17 years old, would never see the streets again. And I'm campaigning against violence. That's what I want my radio show to be about.
All right, we got to take a break here.
What's
come
the name
back.
Of that book again? What's that book?
From Pimp Stick to Poor Pit. It's magic. This is Don Juan Life Story, and you can get it at 800-882-3273.
We'll come back and talk to the Bishop. Magic Don Juan is with us.
Tim, I got to get you that cup. See, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, he'll teach you guys how to control a bunch of women, man. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, the Bishop, Magic Don Juan, is with us. The pawn, Arsenio Hall, is with us. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 for FM.
About the manuscript. You see that it's a must we drop gangsta.
What's the name? What's the name?
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Hey, Lord.
And we're joined by the Bishop, Magic Don Juan, man.
Wow.
You got to do it.
Wow.
And he also has a website, Help Bishop Save Britney. And that's the whole Britney Spears thing. Have you met Britney?
Yes, I did. We was at one of the awards, and I gave her one of my clothing line T-shirt. Her and Kevin was together. Also, I blessed Kevin Fedden with a Royal Chalice also, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, is that what that's called?
The Royal Chalice. You know, they're doing a documentary on Britney Spears, and they called me over from Europe. Yeah, and we talked, and they flying over here, and so I'm going to do a little interview with them.
What do you tell Britney? Like, what's wrong with you, bitch?
No, it's time to make changes in your life. You're a beautiful young girl. You know, focus on your career. Focus on, you know what I mean, family and, you know, taking care of yourself. You know what I mean? Take time out from the drugs and alcohol for a minute and refocus and get your life together, because I told her the best is yet to come.
When she was real hot, like really on top of her career.
When she had a snake.
Yeah.
No,
she would have been your top girl, though, right?
Oh, man. Me and Snoop were sitting, I think it was the American Music Award.
And you were sitting in the front row,
man,
with that cup.
Yeah. And, you know, Padidi presented me with the best dress at the American Music Award, and Britney was there that night and had on a gold dress. Man, she looked it like it was melted and pulled on her. She had a figure eight like a Coca-Cola bar. I said, wow. I mean, she was beautiful, man.
And right now, she wouldn't be your top girl, though, right?
Well, you know what I mean? Mentally, physically, she broke down, and she have to rebuild that, you know what I mean? Just like God, he can't work with a confused mind. Neither could a pimp.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right, Don Juan is with us. Magic Don Juan, the Bishop. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You can teach how to keep a control of a lot of chicks in your life. Now, what's up with Tupac Shakur? Is he still alive?
No, I don't think Tupac is alive. It's definitely a strong feeling, and it's good that they feel like that about, you know, inner citizen, American, Afro-American young man like that. That's some strong, strong vibe, you know, and it give a lot of young people something to look forward to by that vibe. You know, it's very spiritual and instrumental to helping people, you know.
And,
right.
And so, you know what? It's really, I mean, this is a point of my low self-esteem. Tupac is dead, and he did more movies than me last year. isn't that painful?
He's had a lot of songs since he's been dead, too.
Yeah, not only that, you know what I mean? I think he outsold Elvis, you know, as the one being dead. So
who gets all that
records.
Money? Is there a Mrs. Tupac?
No, I think he got
give it to a dead
he got,
lady,
he got a fund set up, you know, his mother, you know, controlling it. I mean, they doing a lot of things with that.
Family court gives it to a dead chick.
just like what's happening with Biggie, you know, P. Diddy got the new movies coming out on Biggie Life. These guys steady making money, man.
Now, is there still a war going on between East Coast and West Coast?
It never was a war going on between East and West. It was always conflict, you know, media brewing it up because, you know, being and spending time with Snoop and spending time with P. Diddy on both sides, you know, the coast, I got an opportunity to have an inside track. It was never like that. Snoop always wanted to work with different individuals. He just was never allowed to by being under a record label.
Right.
You know,
now,
so.
You know what, Don King? You're friends with Don?
I definitely know Don King. Me and Don King was at Mike Tyson, I think, 30th birthday when he was released. He had it out in Connecticut. I was there with Don King. And
is that the one Jeff Wall gave?
That's the one he, I don't know if Jeff gave the house that 50 Cent bought out there.
Oh, yeah.
22-room mansion.
So you were there when Mike Tyson got out of jail?
Yeah.
Was he in jail for 2 years?
No, I think he did something like 2.5. You know, I was there in Indianapolis when they released him. You know, I used to send Mike money orders when he was locked up.
Is that right?
Yeah, I used to send money orders to him and
spiritual
letters and all of that, huh?
You know John Horn?
Haven't had the pleasure.
Oh, okay.
So when Mike Tyson, you knew him before he went into jail.
Yes, I did. I knew him when he was married to Robin Givens.
Right. Mm. So what do you think happened up in that hotel room? It was just he got a bad vibe, a bad beat?
His situation is what happens when you don't just walk a girl to the car and kiss her goodnight.
I was sure finna tell him that, though. It definitely, the girl just felt like she had been shunned, you know.
She got dissed.
Because he had knocked off and then didn't even walk out and stayed with another girl, supposedly. And, you know, that sort of embarrassed her and made her feel real low.
Mike's whole life, Tim, would be different. If he had said, come on, I'll walk you down to the lobby.
Right. Or promised her that he'll see her tomorrow. You know what I mean? But the girl took a chance to be an opportunist, and, you know, it really wrecked his career because mentally it sort of tore him down. Me and Mike, good friends, we fellowship now. He comes by the house, we talk. And, you know, like I said, that's why I'm working on my radio show. I'll be able to have Mike Tyson and Snoop Dogg, P. Diddy, all these
guys. How's Mike's
health,
man, in the sense of substance abuse? I was reading an article, and I want to know what is true about the substance abuse rumors.
Well, the true thing about it is Mike is truly involved in the drugs. But thing about it is he want to get away from this Hollywood thing. And I told him, I said, you're going to continue to be Mike. I don't care if you become a drug addict. I don't care if you become a bum. You still going to be Mike Tyson. He just want to be, he say, normal. I say, you are normal. You're just special. That's all it is. But he don't want none of the chin no more. He wish he can just walk in and out of a club and nobody just notices him. But them days are over. So yeah. I say, face reality. You are Mike Tyson. The drug is not going to make Mike Tyson go away. The drinking not going to make him go away. Whenever you become sober, you'll still be the king, the champ, Mike Tyson.
The bishop is with us, Magic Don Juan, and Don King actually saved my father's life one day. My dad was at Hollywood Park.
Wow.
And
I don't know this story.
Yeah, he was sitting there with a couple of other guys, and Don King was at a table next to him with Mike Tyson. And my dad knows Don King pretty well. So Mike Tyson is...
By the way, Don King is from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, my dad's from Cleveland, Ohio as well.
I knew Don as a kid.
And so my dad yells over to the table, you know, just jokingly. He says, hey, Mike Tyson was on the phone. He was talking. He was really loud. And Don goes, my dad says, hey, Don, tell that idiot to shut up. And the idiot was Mike Tyson, right?
Ooh.
So Mike Tyson stood up. He didn't recognize, you know, my dad, and he's a comic, and he was just kidding. And he was going over to kick my dad's ass.
Ouch.
He was reaching across Don to grab my dad. And Don's like, hey, he's a comedian. He was just kidding. He's a friend of mine.
Hey, money has not changed, Mike. 500 million plus, and he's still a street fighter.
he was about to jump over Don King to get to my dad.
Well,
my dad would have been dead.
He seriously liked that. I mean, I've been with him. I mean, he take offense really to serious things. You know what I mean?
And he goes after you.
He's going to come after you. That's why I said 500 million plus, and he's still a street fighter.
And how much? Wait, he made $500 million.
Plus.
Does he have anything left?
Yeah. Well, you know, still a few cars here, still a few hundreds there and things like that. But, you know, Mike spent that money like water as fast as it came. You know, like, you know, being around Mike, you know, like Mike could get a phone bill. It was for something like $700,000-$800,000. And
what?
He thought it was his bill, but it was most of the people that was hanging around him had their phone numbers tied into his bill.
Mike, the one thing about Mike, Tim, you've never seen anyone so taken advantage of by friends and people he trusted.
Is that
right?
Truth.
Yeah. That's truth.
Is that right?
Wow.
As a matter of fact,
he must
one
be
thing
really
about,
pissed off.
Can I tell you something about Mike and Hammer? If they were not nice guys, they would be stinky rich. These are two guys, perfect example of they were just too nice. Hammer took care of everybody. I've seen Hammer give a guy a check because he stands on the stage with a cane.
Is that right?
His job description is to stand on the stage with a cane.
I got to do that.
Yeah, Hammer had such a big posse, you know, and it was just, you know, like I said, outpouring of love. Mike is definite like that. Money hasn't changed Mike. Mike would give it to anybody, and Mike, you know what I mean, like he believed and he trusted it. And people were saying it was like this and was like that, and he was believing it. And people were just taking advantage of him, you know. You know,
nobody had a bet. No, when Mike Tyson was in his prime, nobody could attract or draw more people to a fight than that guy. That guy was amazing to watch.
Well, you know, I think right now Mike is training to fight Holyfield. Nobody still can fool a cease like Mike could. The fight gang is really
downhill. Who do you
downhill.
Think wins in that fight?
Huh?
Holyfield or Tyson? Who do you like?
Well, you know, I like Mike, but you know what I mean? Yeah, Don is definitely
I'm
the
Don
winner.
In this
you
one.
Know what I mean? I mean, physically, Mike has been towed down. You know what I mean? I just, you know what I mean, think at a time that he could have took care of business with Holyfield, but, you know, that's behind him, and they're going to just try to really make a payday right now because the fight gang is sort of weak, and these guys can still bring people out.
Oh, absolutely. Know? I would definitely either go to that or watch on pay-per-view.
Hey,
we
got to
take a break here. The Bishop is with us, folks. Magic Don Juan. Check him out, his website. It's helpbishopsavebrittany.com.
I never thought I'd heard you say, that's a word.
Helpbishopsavebrittany.com. Brittany.com. It's a great website. It's a great hat you got on there at the end.
Oh, I got to do it. Just like saying hello out there to the Houston Comet. I know y'all listen. I want to send some love
the
from
WNBAs, LA. Huh?
Yeah, the females. They sitting around listening. They big fans of 97.1.
Is that right?
Great. Call your friends. You can listen to us on the internet.
I heard that if you get a bunch of 10th graders together, you can challenge those WNBAs.
Yeah, well, listen, if y'all listening out there to WNBA Houston Comet, call in. We're saying it's a bunch of 10th graders that could beat the WNBA females team. Now, we don't know. We're just speculating.
Get Michael Cooper on the phone.
All right. The Bishop is with us, Magic Don Juan. Also, Arsenio Hall. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
In the building holding something they can fill upon. And once they get it, something they can build upon.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly, except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Hey, hey.
And also joining us is the Bishop, man, Magic Don Juan. Look at you.
Church, hey, it's going on
right
here.
You're going to have to explain to my friend Tim what church means, and I'm sure Tim will use it from this day on.
Yeah, the thing about the word church is, you know, it's a spiritual saying. You can't get a lot of hardcore players and different people just in the street to say, God bless you every day, but you can get them to say church, and it's still the same form as saying God bless you. It's a warm greeting. When I say church to you, it's a warm greeting, just like saying God bless you.
Now, when I said to you, I said, I am so happy for Sean, you looked at me and you said, church. And I was like, oh, just you can use it like right on or a word.
Yeah, it's a warm greeting. Yeah, that's it, you know.
Yeah, Jerry Wyszowski uses temple. Says to people, hey, temple, man.
I use synagogue, actually.
Synagogue.
Yeah, that's
synagogue,
the slang one is temple.
Yeah,
synagogue.
Well, it's all spirit. We said tabernacle, preach. All of that is spiritual.
All right, Magic Don Juan, the bishop, used to be the best pimp in the United States for 13 years. Then he got out of the business, turned his life over to God, and now you're preaching.
Yeah, I'm a spiritual advisor. I pastored the church for 3 years.
Who else do you advise other than Snoop Dogg?
Pimps, prostitutes, preachers,
anybody
doctors,
famous?
Lawyers, screenwriters.
I wish you'd say something to my mom.
I mean, I go all out, you know, I mean, I give advice that really do work. It just happened to be getting it from a player, but it do work. I mean, now, you know, I have designed it my own sneaker with this company, America. I have,
How do you let me ask you, because you're a you motivate people, right?
Yeah, I'm a motivator.
How do you motivate kids nowadays? Like, let's say a kid who's 25 and works in that room over there. How would I motivate that dude?
Well, one thing about it is, you know, I always tell people that the best is yet to come. You know, you ain't seen nothing yet, depending on how much you put into wanting the best to come. You know what I mean? It's not where you start. That's, you know, show you it's where you finish that makes the difference. And that's what I tell people there, where young and old. You know what I mean? If you want to do better, you can do better.
What do you tell a guy who's laying too much jack down on sporting events?
Well, I think he needs to change his gang up and, you know what I mean, do something else. You know what I mean? Renew his stuff.
You hear that, Jerry? You got to do something else.
Refocus. You know what I mean? Make changes. You know what I mean? Because I'm amazed, you know, today. Here I am, not an athlete. You know what I mean? I don't play basketball, football, and I have endorsed the sneaker, so things can happen when
What's
you put your
sneaker you got up?
I designed it, a gym shoe, which also I'm presenting to our senior hall.
Man. Oh, wow. Is that mine?
This is my
it's green
own
and gold,
it's called
too.
The Bishop. It was designed it for America.
It's beautiful,
wow.
Dude.
It's a skateboard shoe, and it's green and gold. Green for the money, gold for the honey.
For those you out there listening, it's green, and it seems to have some kind of alligator or
gator,
crocodile.
Genuine
that gator?
That's genuine
wow.
gator. So for all of them sneaker pimps, I got something for your feet, Ryan.
Yeah, you know what? I'd be jealous that you're giving those to Arsenio, but I actually already have a pair of those at home. So.
No, that's a blessing. And, you know,
those
if I'd
beauties,
have known,
man.
I just talked to Arsenio earlier.
Oh, I know. Those
you
are,
know what I mean? I'd like to
where
have
do you, Where can somebody buy that?
Well, you can go online to americaskate.com, and they would show you all the selected stores that they had. And, you know, this shoe have really did amazing. It came out in April. The first 15 minutes, they sold 1,000 pair.
And who makes that?
America.
America?
Yeah, Etnis.
All right, man. Look at you, so your own shoe. Sydney, we gotta get to, you. Got to get your own shoe out there.
Well, I gotta learn how to say Edneth first.
Yeah, Edneth. Well, you know what I mean. I'm just so, you know, excited. I'm proud. I come from the inner city. Like I said, it's not where you start, but where you finish. That kind, and it showed that you can make a difference. I'm looking for a distributor now. I got the Don Juan show, and the documentary for my life story has already been filmed. We have something like 200 hours. So, you know, it's a lot going on right now.
I had a couple of meetings. You and I had a lot in common, man.
Well, I had a couple
grew up
of
on meetings. On the tough streets.
Really?
Tim.
Cleveland for me.
When you bought that shoe, how much was yours?
I think it was like $200. Yeah. How much do those shoes go for?
Oh, no. This shoe here to show you that this is affordable for a real true pimp, $80.
Wow. No, not with the gator on it.
$80.
See, I feel...
With authentic gator on it. All right, we got to take a break here.
I feel for the economy.
All right, gang. The Bishop, thanks for coming in. Stop by again, man.
Hey, be
Magic
a pleasure.
Magic Don Juan, the
this
Bishop.
My passion.
Yes.
I want radio station. Who looking for a radio talker?
There you go. All right, and also, hey. Cindy Hall's with us. It's a Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Sometimes I have to wonder how I keep from going under. I'm a bad young brother. I fall to my knees, thank God.